we are back listening to Davin's Den. Yeah, that's what the show is called. Almost forgot that for a second. Another fun show. Time to do some scamming scammers.
Did you forget where you were?
I did forget where I was. It happens quite a bit at my age.
More.
All right, let's where we last left off with Mary. It was a very eventful episode last week. It was July 3rd of 2020, and Mary was having menstrual cramps. She was having terrible menstrual cramps, and she needed fake Davin to send her money for pads. Pads don't alleviate menstrual cramps, but fake Davin. But she really wanted fake Davin to do that. Fake Davin offered to mail them to her. But that was not good enough. Also, she decided fake Davin was too smart for her. At which point, fake Davin said, "No, I'll be as stupid as you need me to be."
So. Well, you know, it was very interesting that the brand of pads that she wanted were available in Africa.
Yes. Well, she likes an imported pad for her cooch.
Oh, because that's the only ones that will do.
Yes.
Because they're the special medicated pads that make the cramps better from the pad.
The Nigerians are known for their cooch pads. That's actually their chief export, cooch pads. You could look it up.
Cooch pads. How are we spelling cooch in this instance?
I believe they spell with an ooch.
Ooch. Okay. Let me hold on. I'm looking it up.
Okay, please do.
I'm not.
So we will start with July 4th of 2020. It is Independence Day, kids. Time to talk to our scammer. Now, where we last left off, she said, "Are you going to get?" This was the end of July 3rd. "Are you going to get the pad tomorrow?" I said, "Yes." She said, "How much are you sending to me?" I said, "Am I too smart for you?" She said, "How much are you sending to me?" I said, "Am I too smart for you?" And that will move to July 4th. I said, "Did you have a good sleep, baby?" She goes, "What?" I go, "Before you said you were going back to sleep." She said, "Okay." I go, "Did you sleep well?" She said, "No." I said, "Sorry." She said, "Honey, how about the pads I ask you?" I go, "Before that, I need to know what you mean by I am too smart for you. I am fixated. What do you mean by this?"
Yeah, how did that ever happen?
2 hours later, she says, "Hello." I say, "Hi." She says, "What?" She says, "What? I don't love you anymore. Go away." Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. She was all on board with getting the big pad donation and then decided that you're a creep. What happened?
And she wanted me to marry her so she could get her property.
Oh, I know that so much. It's like that one girl I was dating years ago. "You come over to my place, you sleep with me, you eat my food, then you leave." Uh-oh. Digs up.
Yes, yes.
She goes, "Go away." I go, "We went from high to go away." She goes, "I don't love you. I know you don't love me anymore." I go, "Then you never did love me," crying emoji. "Of course I still love you. I can't turn off my feelings like a faucet. But if you never love me, then it is better I know now." She goes, "I don't love you anymore." I go, "Then you never love me. I guess you love one of the guys you follow on Instagram."
Oh, here we go. Here's the jealous guy creeping on who else she talks to.
But what I feel is also a dig, and kind of a good one, is when you said, "Well, if you said you don't love me, you never love me." And it's like, you know, and it's like your words are bullshit, you know, from you, you know.
She goes,
"You can never fall in love. You can never fall out of love with fake Davin. It's eternal."
Oh.
I agree. I agree. I don't know why you're laughing, you mongrel.
I'm a monster.
You are a monster. She goes, "I don't love you anymore. You don't care about me." I go, "The more you say it, the more I know you still love me. Are you leaving me for the hair?" Uh-oh. Oh, I'm on the, I'll have to get back to it. Because she sent me something on Instagram.
I like the way you read it. She said, "I never love you. And I'll take the gig on the 30th. And then I..."
Yes, multitasking.
She goes, I go, "The more you say it, the more I know you still love me." She goes, "Are you leaving me for the hairy guy whose picture you sent?" And you guys got to see this picture. That was on Instagram. She goes, "Yes, we'll get to that." She goes, "I told you I need pads. You don't show up any love. I will block you." I go, "Good thing I didn't get them since you don't love me." She goes, "Goodbye. I'm blocking you." I go, it had nothing. It had nothing to do with me being too smart. You just never loved me. And then she called. Then she calls me a snail.
A snail?
What?
That's what I said. Actually, that's what she said. She said snail and then what? I said, you said, and then I sent her a snail emoji. I go, I don't know what that means, baby. All right, now you'll have to... I need you guys to process that, but I need to go to Instagram and find her. So, you guys, why don't you guys discuss what has just transpired?
Yeah, he's calling you a snail because you're supposed to respond to her once.
Oh, that's, yes, ooh. Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Figure if you're loudly gagging around, she probably would have bled to death already.
If that actually happened, you know. I mean, okay, there are cases where, you know, in medical emergencies, somebody has a hemorrhaging issue. That's different from normal stuff.
All right.
But this woman is screaming about, I need my beds!
So, on thank you guys. On July 4th, I see this picture. I really hope you guys can see it. Can you see what I am looking at?
No.
Hang on.
I'll make it.
They get there.
It's a little blurry.
It looks like your X-ray.
No, but well, yes. But is it too dark? I mean, too
no,
light.
It's too light.
Too bright and too dark.
All right, hold on.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Now I see Pip's reflection. Looks like now I see light. This stinks.
All right. Well, it's
that's
a.
What it looks like.
It is perhaps the hairiest man's torso I have ever seen, completely covered in hair. From
a hirsute gentleman that you have been speaking with.
Well, this is a picture she sends me.
That's not sexy.
And he looks like he's been hosed down. It looks like a wet fur coat.
Oh, a wet furry man. Why?
That's not sexy.
And this person's name is Mamara Chagaga, too.
Irishman, eh?
I go, what is this? She goes, I don't even know. I laugh. I go, why'd you send it to me? I go, it's a man's hairy chest. Is it your ex-boyfriend? She goes, no, it's just a mistake. I slept on my phone. I laugh. She goes, like, seriously? I go, your phone likes hairy men, LOL. She goes, no. I go, did you send it to anyone else? She goes, yes. I laugh. She goes, it's just a mistake. I go, I feel badly. I did not send you a picture of a woman with a hairy chest.
Hold on. I'll take a selfie.
See, that's on you.
Wait a minute, that's a mad baby. Why did she have a photo like this to send you?
I don't know. She goes, is a mistake. I go, I know. She goes, I'm in pain. I go, I'm sorry. She goes, I don't feel like sleeping. I go, what are you doing now? She goes, I'm in bed. I go, me too. She goes, okay. I go, that picture was the first thing I saw today. What a way to start the 4th of July.
Let me tell you something. For her to be in pain this long, her uterus must look like Newark.
Well, I mean, no. I mean, when the women have the menstrual pain, it is quite intense.
Yeah, but how long has she had it for?
24 hours. 24 hours.
24 hours at this point?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, when it's bad, it can be really bad.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure this is completely accurate.
No, for like a full day, yeah, that's totally legit.
She goes, honey, please, I need this pads. Please. I go, you don't even want to be with me. You called me a waste of time. She goes, OMG. Is that what I'm talking about? I go, you said it to me. She goes, what? Stop all this. She goes, I go, I'm a waste of time. I'm not the right person for you. You want a normal guy. You said it all. She goes, yes, I need a normal person who will love me. I go, I am who I am, Mary. I do love you, but you don't love who I am. She goes, you are too smart for me to marry.
Popeye?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm who I am.
She goes, you are too smart for me to marry. I go, why do you say that? She goes, you can't take good care of me. I go, why would I take good care of someone that has no desire to be with me? She goes, okay, I want to sleep. I go, you only said you love me because you thought I was dumb. She goes, I want to sleep. I go, okay. She goes, okay. I go, how about instead of me getting dumber, I help you get smarter?
You got to help me to get stuff to jam in my pussy.
What? You know, it, actually, I mean, not the way that you're saying it, because I know that you're...
Holy shit.
What? No, I know that DeFaked Avin is mad, but, you know, it's not the worst thing in the world to offer to somebody. How about instead of you, you know, trying to shut me down because you think I'm too smart, how about I help pull you up? You
what?
Know, that's actually
Pip,
a good thing.
It's why I do the show. It's why I'm here, baby.
They're an inspiration to us all.
I know. I appreciate you recognizing that. and you're right to bow.
Yes, I bow to the master.
As well you should. All right, we go to July 5th. That was not a good 4th of July.
Yeah.
She goes, good morning, hon. I go, question. I go, I thought I was a snail that you don't love. She goes, what? I go, those are the things you said. You told me repeatedly you don't love me. I go, now you are silent. She goes, honey. I go, you said you don't love me. You have nothing to say about that? She goes, hobo. And then she says, honey.
Hobo?
Hobo.
You're a hobo.
Then I give her an LOL hobo because I thought it was funny too.
Yeah.
She goes, honey, you are just a game player. I go, no, you play with my heart and head. You never love me. She goes, I love you, but you are playing me. I go, you told me many times you don't love me. You said I'm not the right type of man for you. You said you would block me. You said all that to hurt me. That isn't love. All through that I said I love you. My love never stopped. I am loyal, devoted, and good, but you don't care. I'm the victim here.
Or you're going to make sure that she thinks so.
That's the plan. She goes, honey, I love you, but if I need your help, you don't do it for me. I go, Mary, right now I don't trust you. The things you said. She goes, you don't satisfy me. I go, see, I tell you how your words made me feel, and you go right back to being mean.
Yeah, that. I mean, of all the things you say to a man, you don't satisfy me? Ouch, right?
You know what? Maybe if I would have gotten her the cooch pet.
There you go.
Get the extra strength.
Extra strength cooch pads. Ask for them by name. She goes, are you going to satisfy me, yes or no? I go, see, this is the problem right here. I'm telling you how your hurtful words made me feel, and instead of us working on that, you go right back to attacking me. Fleming says words cut like a knife, but butter is full of cholesterol.
Flemingus is a wise man.
See, now you're starting to understand.
I actually have the great words of Flemingus next to my bed. Maybe that's why I can't breathe at night.
I feel like they should be tattooed to your ass.
Oh, great.
She goes, honey, you know what? I go, I feel you tried to use me. And then I give her crying emoji. I go, nothing to say? She goes, okay, hon. I go, what is okay? The pain you've caused me? She goes, honey, I need pads. I go, Mary, you're not listening to me. I don't trust you because you've hurt me. She goes, I don't hunt you.
I need pads.
It's hilarious. I can't believe that somebody's using this as, like, the lure. Honey, I know we've only just met, but I really need pads because I'm bleeding so much.
You know what?
It's like a crime scene in here.
You know what Fake Davin should have said? I like the way I like women the way I like my steaks, bloody and raw.
You had the opportunity.
I blew it. She goes. She goes, I don't hunt you. I go, now you don't even believe me. Seriously, did you come into my life just to hurt me? She goes, I swear, honey. I go, time and again you said you do not love me. Now you say you didn't mean it. That means you are either lying now or you lied yesterday. She goes, okay. I go, that's it? Okay? Really? I'm just disposable to you? She goes, hun, are you there? I go, yep. She goes, honey. I go, what? She goes, did you love me? I go, I did, but I feel betrayed and used. She goes, I do love you wholeheartedly. I go, yesterday you told me repeatedly that you don't love me. The day before you said you don't want a man like me. I can't trust your words anymore. Sad emoji. She goes, I was also betrayed. That is why I don't fall in love. But I sense that you are different from all those men. That was when I've been falling in love with you. Uh-oh. She can't quit me.
So, you know what? New shift, new change in the weather. By the way, Lisa says you should... Tell her to shut up, buy her some knee pads and some chapstick.
That's right. I should have bought her the wrong pads. Here are the pads you need. Now get to sucking. Like I'm online trying to vote.
Oh, God.
See, Joe's not the only one who could call back to part one of the show. I go, you told me I'm too smart for you. Through all the pain you've caused me, I never said I don't love you. Yet you say it to me over and over again. She goes, I love you and I will always love you if you promise to be truthful to me. I go, I have been truthful, but you call me names and say I'm not right for you and say you don't love me. It will take a long time for me to trust your words again. She goes, honey, you know what? I love you. I go, a day after you told me you don't. Time will tell. She goes, honey, I go, what? And then she doesn't respond. And I say, good talk.
Good talk.
Let's see. All right, let's try to get through July 6th, and then we'll call it a night. She goes, hello, this is July 6th. Are you there? I go, hey. She goes, hello. I say, hi. She goes, honey, you refuse to give me the pad money. It's not good. How much? Is it just $25? Honey, it's not good. I go, I'm not getting you anything. I can't trust you. You love me. You don't love me. You love me. You don't love me. If you're here just for money, you best get going, because until I trust you again, I'll be sending nothing.
Stand firm. Stay the course.
Yes. She's got a mop in a bucket.
Bleed out, bitch.
I can't. I'm being facetious. I would never be so cruel to a woman who was really on her time. But this woman is beyond the veil.
Little known fact, Bleed Out, Bitch was the debut album from the punk band I started in 1981.
Wow.
What?
I think you played with us with Rot Gut.
Possibly. Same type of sensibilities. She goes, you don't care about me. I go, you did this to yourself. She goes, just $25 is not good. Oh, I go, I think you're trying to use me. If you were not, maybe you'll stick around. If not, so be it. She goes, I need just $25 to pad for the pad, and I don't want to cheat on you. By the way, this is day three of bleeding out. I mean, enough.
Wait a second.
So this is the bargain that we're dealing with? Buy me pads and I won't cheat on you?
I gotta be...
You're a hot ticket right now?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's a good pickup. Nobody wants a lying whore bloody mess.
I mean, she's just like, oh, buy me pads. That's some sexy shit.
She goes, and I don't want to cheat on you. I go, tell it to the dumb guys you want to date. So you'll fuck a guy for $25? I go, I think you've been seeing lots of men anyway.
Oh,
don't look good, Sheriff.
She goes, I want to use it for pad. I go, all the guys you follow, I'm just some guy. You don't love me. Apparently she was following a lot of guys on Instagram, and I don't like it. She goes, I don't follow any guy. I'm alone. I go, don't lie to me, Mary. She goes, I'm not lying, I swear. I go, almost everyone you follow on Instagram are men. She goes, just friends. I go, and that hairy chest you sent me? Probably some guy you're fucking.
Most likely.
Wow. We're in day three of this relationship.
No, I think a little bit more than that. But
you might.
You might.
She goes, honey, honey, you talk too much. It's okay. I go, okay. I go, you've told me, and you want a moron to date too, and I'm a snail, and you don't love me. All the things you tell me, and somehow you want me to think you care about me? She goes, honey, it's because of money, I ask you. You were saying all this to me. I go, you told me repeatedly you don't love me. You said I'm not the type of guy you want to date. She goes, if you don't love me, block me. I go, I do love you, but you've told me you don't love me. I love you, but I don't trust you. She goes, honey, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You know, if you keep on saying it, I might believe it. Yes. I go, time will tell. I will give you a chance, but our relationship will be based on love. Don't ask me for anything until you've earned my trust.
There's a good tactic. Yeah, it's like you have to earn your pads.
Yes. Earn your, like earning one's stripes. Red stripes.
Yeah, red stripes.
Oh, God.
I go, you have to earn my trust. What do you think she says to that?
I need my pads.
good.
I'm sorry, I like that.
It's not a stretch.
I go,
no.
I go, don't ask me for anything until you've earned my trust. And she says, and I quote, like how many days?
How many days is it going to take me to get $25 out of you? I want to know if this is worth my time.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I go, Christ, Mary, do you want to earn my trust or is it about how soon you can ask for stuff? She goes, anyhow. I go, I don't understand. Do you want to try and make this work? She goes, how do you want me to get the pad? I go, okay, you don't care about us. She goes, I don't understand. I go, I'm talking about seeing if we can form a loving relationship and you're focused on other things. I don't think you ever loved me, sad face. She goes, how do you want me to get the pad? I go, with your paycheck from Sprint.
Yeah, like you're supposed to before you met me.
She goes, I'm not working there again. I go, Planned Parenthood, Women's Clinic, Urgent Care, Hospital, a friend. I have lists.
Old pals. How do you work this otherwise?
Yeah. She goes, what? I go, Planned Parenthood. She goes, I'm at home. I go, all places that will give you a pad. She goes, I will block you. Block me off. I go, see, I knew you did not love me. She goes, the way you were chatting with me, I don't like it. I go, so then go. You asked where to get a pad? I told you. And I did. I once again faked having to solving problems.
Yeah.
She goes, I need money for the pad. 25. Simple. I go, I'm tired of talking about your bleeding pussy. I most certainly did.
No. Oh, my God. Oh, God.
By the way, that was my band's sophomore album. Did not do well when we were dropped from our label.
I'm tired of talking about your bleeding.
It was a song about, like, all relationships that went wrong. It was like one of those concept albums. It didn't hit.
I have to go old school. Davin, you're not going to get it, but I'm doing it for fifth. I go, Brenda Vaccaro would say relax. Right. Yeah, I know you would.
Yeah. Apparently, it's very funny. I have no idea who that is.
You don't, but she does. Yeah, I just did it for her.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, she's building. She's building. That pressure has to release somewhere.
I need pads! Yes.
You probably do. But I'd get you pads.
Yeah, thank you.
She goes, I go, I'm tired of talking about your bleeding pussy. She goes, if you don't have, tell me. Simple. I go, I offered to mail them to you. You would have them right now. She goes, don't say anything. Yes or no? I go, what? She goes, if you can send you the money to me, yes or no? Don't say anything. Yes or no? I go, I don't want to talk about your bleeding pussy. It is gross. Yuck.
Wow.
You know what? I think we discussed this before, but what the hell is she going to do with Ted?
We'll shove him up her bleeding pussy.
I understand that, but in scammer time, what's she going to
No, do? She wants the $25.
Oh, foot pads. Gotcha.
Yeah. She really doesn't want him to mail them because then he's going to sit there and go, what am I supposed to do with this? I wanted money.
She goes, yes or no. I then send her a puking emoji.
Good.
She goes, you can't send it. Yes.
Paradise by the Dashboard Light.
Yes. She goes, you can't send it. Yes. I can send it. No. Yes or no. I go, is a bleeding pussy all you want to talk about? I don't want to ride the Red River.
That would be a good name for a lesbian bar.
Okay.
No.
You know, you're not a lesbian.
But I'm a woman, and I know what's an attractive idea and what is not.
Yeah, she's a human being, if nothing else.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I go, I don't want to ride the Red River. She goes, if you can't send me the money to me, I go, you're boring me. I go, does this ever work?
Yeah, really.
And really, I was bored. Like, I need her to raise the game. I'm bringing all the comedy here, kids. I am bringing everything.
It's like, and I'm just amazed at some of the, like, really offensive things that you're saying back. And she's just, like, completely nonplussed. Are you going to send me the money or what?
Well, after I say, does this ever work? She says, can you send me the money, yes or no?
Wow.
I go,
dog with a bone.
I go, be creative. Romance me. She goes, yes or no, answer me first. I go, Flemica says, if it bleeds, then hold your breath and swim upstream.
You mean you want romance now? It's been nothing but flowers and sunshine for the past 2 days.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, OMG. I go, what? They are his words.
Blame it on Flemicus.
He knows what he wrote.
He knows.
She goes, answer my question, yes or no. I go, will you blow me, yes or no?
Oh, my God.
What?
Well, she can't do anything else right now.
Sure. Well, she could do the butt.
Yeah. Wow.
She goes, can you send me the pad money, yes or no? I go, can you blow me, yes or no?
Mexican standoff.
Funny you say that.
The terms are so bizarre.
And apparently the sangria is flowing, too.
Oh, God, no.
At least it's not chunky salsa. But anyway.
Oh, God, no.
I go, can you blow me, yes or no? She goes, goodbye. And to get with Joe's Mexican theme, or Pip's Mexican theme, I say, hasta la pasta. She goes...
Wait, she just goes, block me, bye?
Well, no, she hasn't gotten there yet. She said goodbye. I say, hasta la pasta. She goes, have a great day. I go, I'll talk to you later, baby. She goes, don't talk to me anymore. Block me up. I go, see, I know you did not love me. You failed the test.
No, she wants you to block her up. She wants you to put something in a cork or something because she's dying here.
I didn't think of that. She goes, you are not serious. You were just playing games since all those days. Block me up. I go, nope, I was serious. I knew you were playing games. I knew you never loved me. She goes, is you that is playing smart? You are wasting my time. Well, yes, I am.
Truest thing she said.
You call it wasting time, we say content.
Yes, same thing. I go, no, you wasted my time. Told me how much you loved me. It was all a lie. She goes, you can't get me the internet connection. You can't get me the pad. And you said you love me. I go, and you can't get me a phone. You can't blow me. I did love you.
You know, some women like flowers and candy. She's got different needs.
She does. She needs internet and pads.
Well, wait a second. I'm interested.
And I need blowjobs and phones. Nobody's needs are getting satisfied here.
Oh, God.
I go, you can't get me a phone. You can't blow me. I did love you. She goes, go away.
Rules are rules. Men have died.
She goes, go away, Mr. Man.
Mr. Man. Oh, that was harsh.
Mr. Man.
So I go, LOL. Okay, Mr. Boy.
Mr. Man, because she wanted a blowjob.
Well, I called her Mr. I called her Mr. Boy because she's probably a boy.
Yes.
She goes, fake love. I go, or is it Miss Boy? I go, yes, you offered fake love. If we use my brains and your tits, you would have made money.
Wow.
She goes, I'm blocking you. You're wasting my internet connection. Yes, that's the fucking bit, stupid. That's exactly what I'm doing. You're not as dumb as you seem.
No, you're finally getting it.
She says it again. I'm blocking you. You're wasting my internet connection. I go, but, you love me. She goes, I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection. I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection. I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection. I go, you mean you didn't love me? By the way, this is a long-ass goodbye.
Yeah, it really is. She said it three times?
Yes, and then she follows it up with, I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection. I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection.
What the heck? She is having a keystroke.
She's probably yelling and pissed off.
I go, it was fake? And she goes, I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection. I'm blocking you, you're wasting my internet connection. I go, say it isn't so. She goes, you're wasting my internet connection since all these days. I don't see any gain in you. I go, okay, where do I send the money?
Oh.
She goes.
And she's like, perk?
She goes, use it to buy Steam card. I will sell it here, or do you have Cash App? I go, if I send you $25, will you love me?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
She goes, you know I love you. I love you so much. I go, you just said you were going to block me.
You're wasting your time. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, wait, money, I love you.
She goes, it's because you pissy me up. Write that down. Pissy me up.
You pissing me up.
I go, but if you block me, we would be out of each other's life. She goes, I'm sorry for that. Are you going to send it today? I go, as much as you piss me off, I never threaten to block you. I'm not sure if you love me.
Oh, dangle that carrot. Dangle it.
She goes, I'm sorry. Are you going to send it today?
Lisa says, it's that time of the month. She's emotional.
Fair.
Yeah.
I go.
Well, no, something. I got to stop you for a second. Basically, we had that conversation of what it was like dealing with Donald Trump, where he would pay late. And I go, what we would do, we knew we were getting paid in 90 days, so we just pad the order to compensate for that. Now, he wants $25 out of you. How much out of her margin is she losing sticking around with your shenanigans? I mean, if it was me, it'd have to be at least $50 before I go to all this nonsense. $25, I'm already losing money. I gotta go.
You know, it's not a crazy thought. Yes, he did say that. It's not a crazy thought. I go, I need to come up with a way for you to prove your love. She goes, I swear to God, I love you. Trust me. Yeah, I don't trust you, though. You're very quick to get rid of me. I'll have to think of something and get back to you.
Oh, God. She's like, I'm bleeding now.
She goes, okay, when? I go, I'll let you know when I figure it out. She goes, okay, hun. I go, bye. She goes, today or tomorrow? I go, I need to think. You'll be the first to know. She goes, okay, hun, love you. And then 4 hours later, hello, are you there, honey? I go, yes. She goes, are you busy? I go, depends if we're going to fight or if we're going to be sweet. She goes, okay, honey, how about the pads? I go, I told you, there'll be no pads until I can figure out a way for you to prove your love. Right now, I do not trust you.
Rules are rules.
Women have bled.
If you were in a real relationship and you're like currently bleeding and your person was going, I don't know if I can trust you. I'll think of a way to prove your love and then maybe I'll get you pads. Oh my God.
She goes, I love you so much, honey. Do this for me, please. I go, I try believing your words, and you turned on me. I'm not going to discuss this further. We agreed I will come up with a way for you to prove your love to me. She goes, okay. I go, if you would like to talk about something else, I'm willing to do that. She goes, you don't want to help me with anything. I go, ay vey.
What?
She goes, just to talk here alone. I go, what do you mean? She goes, you don't want to do anything for me. Is that what you're trying to say? I go, I want to establish a real relationship with you. If we can do that, then obviously I'll help you with things. She goes, OMG, I need pads for the past 2 days, just $25. I go, pads do not cost $25.
Hey, Pip, what does a box of pads run nowadays?
I have no idea.
Yeah, you're kicking up the wrong cooter, my friend.
Yeah.
I go, pads do not cost $25. She goes, how much? I go, why does a girl from Ohio use sanitary pads from Nigeria?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for addressing that. Thank you.
Yes, dear, anything for you. She goes, I don't understand lady care. I go, I'm aware of the company. It's a Nigerian company. She goes, I don't understand you. I need menstrual pads. What are you talking about? I go, the brand you want is lady care, correct? She goes, okay, you're going to get it for me? I go, why do you want pads from Nigeria?
Brand I'm going to get is lady care. Yeah, whatever the fuck. I need $25.
You know what? You're going to get sandpaper with a dandelion scotch tape to it. That's what you're going to get.
That's fine. Just send the $25.
And you're going to like it.
Yes. She goes, what are you talking about, honey? I don't understand you. I go, I can get you Stay Fresh Always or Stop a Drop, etc.
Stop a Drop.
I might have made that last one up.
You totally did. Stop a Drop.
Stop a Drop. She goes, Lady Care, simple. I go, is Lady Care the brand you want, or you just want any pads? She goes, are you going to get it for me? I go, what brand of pads? She goes, what again? Are you going to get it for me? I go, I need you to prove your love for me. She goes, honey? I go, that's me. She goes, hello? I go, hi. She goes, honey? I go, I'm going to bed. She goes, okay. I go, have a nice night. She goes, okay, hon. And then I give her an emoji of two people kissing. And that's where we'll end it. Is this the most twisted one we've had?
Yeah.
It's just way out there. Really, really, this can't be a woman, because women do not talk like this.
No. The fact that this person knows nothing about menstruation, that's why I knew it was a dude.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I need pads. I'm in so much pain. That does not compute.
No.
I know nothing about menstruation. I don't even think girls go to the bathroom. I think bluebirds come down and take everything away.
Somebody told you our secret?
Yeah.
Are we surprised this person is still here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you want to know something? It's a long way to go for $25.
It really is.
Usually when you're trying to make a sale on something, you actually look at the time that you know you're going to be dicking around with something. Like I said, when I was in the fence business, I go to do an estimate and I'm looking at the ground conditions, I'd mark stuff up an extra 15% if I knew that, you know, there could be roots or whatever. 15% if the customer is an asshole and going to be busting my balls. So this way, if I have downtime or things are taking longer, the one thing I do know is I'm still making money. So while she's going through all of this for the $25, I've been going, am I still making money here? You know, my time, the value of my time compared to the $25, am I making money here? I would have said go to hell long ago.
Now, originally, I believe when I asked at the beginning of this, you guys, you said you thought it would last a couple of months. We are like maybe a week or so into this. How much longer do you think we have?
Oh, not very much.
Oh, we're
another day, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are going for the under here.
Under.
Yeah,
under.
I'm going for the under because I don't see any. I mean, look, they're there to make money. I don't see any reasonable point of going further if it's just going to go back and forth. But look, if it was $150 or something like that, yeah, I get it. You know what? Let's see if it's short. But $25? No, I'm in a fucking hole already. I got to cut bait.
Yeah, well, this is like, I think that some of them suffer from that sunk cost fallacy. I've put in this time already. If I just hang on a little bit longer, the payoff is going to come. And you dangled that, well, okay, maybe I will give you the 25. And so they're like, okay, my time is actually going to pay off, because they don't want to admit to themselves that this time is not going to pay off.
You want to know something? We were chasing down a $15,000 order, and it was all these things that we're trying to work out. I couldn't work it out. You know, my boss said, well, yeah, and I spoke to my salesman, yeah, it's not work. I'm not going to go back and call a guy. You know, enough said,
nope.
We got to move on.
Cut bait.
Well, I think that was another eventful episode.
Yeah. Very funny. Very funny.
I was talking to other scammers at the time. So I really forgot how entertaining Mary was.
My one
regret thus far is Flemmikus is gaining no traction.
Yeah, nothing.
It's a shame.
Yeah.
No traction?
Flemmikus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's going right over her head.
Yeah. All right. Okay. We would like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Sensei.
Yes.
Thank you, Russ.
Thank you so much. Portobello, Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. Excuse me. Sorry. Dry throat. Any dietary need. That's ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Sip a beer. Portobello. Open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello, that's your destination for that special event. Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular Comedy Nights throughout the year, which is produced by my pal, Davin, of Spice Building Productions. Davin, what have we got coming up?
March 31st, Eric Tartaglione is your headliner. Steven Rocco Perillo is your feature.
Ah, love them both. Going to be a great show. Make sure you get there. Experience all the Portobello has to offer. It's 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Give them a buzz. 201-337-8990. 201-337-8990. Visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. You deserve a great night out. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions for all your comedy needs. Make sure you give us a call, 551-404-3094, or go to sidesplittingproductions.com. What's going on this week, Mr. Curry?
This Friday, I will be at the Broadway Comedy Club, 10 p.m. show in the Red Room. Dial 212-757-2323, or go to broadwaycomedyclub.com. Then on Saturday, I'll be with my pal. Davin and I were going to be at Bangor, Pennsylvania, for a fundraiser, so check that out. I heard the gig is sold out.
Gig is sold out, so we won't even mention the phone number.
Awesome.
Yeah. Gigs are selling out. People are back, baby. Pandemic is over.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, so Joe and I will be together on Saturday. Should be a good time. Are you coming here first? Are we going together?
No, it doesn't pay. It doesn't pay. I'm just going to, I'm going to shoot up by you so we cut across. I'm just shooting right to the gig.
Right.
I think Bill Filter Paul is with us that night, too.
Yeah, are you driving him?
No, I gotta see where maybe he can meet me somewhere, but he lives down in South Jersey. I'm not going to South Jersey.
I guess he's driving himself. All right.
Very good.
Thank you all for listening, whether it be live or podcast form. Next week, Valentine's Day show on Valentine's Day. Love fail, kids. Love fails. We're looking forward to that. Biggest love fails of the year. All right. That'll be fun.
Send us the rules.
What?
Send us the rules.
You know the fucking rules. Be entertaining and creative is always important. And people
can... Three love fails.
Three love fails and people can die.
Oh, good.
Awesome.
People could die. Joe's like, good. That's...
Yeah, fuck them. Yeah, we need a story.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Entertain me.
Are you not entertained? All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.